BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rebecca. I'm 21 and I'm from Birmingham. You might not know this, but I've been on holiday with Chesney off of Coronation Street twice. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rebecca?
Yeah?
Where are you listening to the show?
I'm at university at the moment.
Where's that then?
Bristol.
Okay. So how do you know Chesney from Coronation Street, and why have you been on holiday with him twice?
Well, I don't know him. I know him now, but we went on holiday when I was younger, and he happened to be at the hotel that I was at with all his family, and we were at the same sort of age, he was a few years younger.
Well, where were
so
you?
So we were in Turkey.
Right.
So we met that way, and then it just happened to be that we went back the next year to the same place, and they were there again. So we've kept in touch since.
Did he go because you were there as well?
No, it was just a coincidence that he happened to go back to the same 2 weeks, well, the 2 weeks that we were there the second time.
Was it a holiday romance?
No, he's like 4 years younger than me, 3 or 4 years younger than me.
How old was he at the time?
Well, I was about 13, so I think he was 10.
Okay, weird.
Yeah.
And when you went back the next year to the resort in Turkey, did he recognise you?
Yeah, yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, being recognised by Chesney.
And are you still in touch?
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe I'm talking to Scott Mills.
You've met Chesney, that's better.
No, it's not.
It is, though. Imagine if you were on holiday with Chesney off of Coronation Street the first year.
Yeah.
And you both hated each other.
Yeah.
And then you turn up the next year and, oh, God, he's there again. Hiya.
No, he's really nice. He's got a big family and they all go apparently every year.
I met him and his family once in Manchester.
Mm.
Who's that woman that's his mum?
Who's that woman that's his mum?
In Coronation Street.
Oh.
Is it Janice Battersby, his mum?
Oh, it could be.
Yeah, it might be, I can't remember.
Because I met her and she was like, hello, darling, I'm the woman that plays Janice. And I was like, oh, go on, be Janice. And she was like, ooh, hello. She actually said, give me a second, darling, I'll just get into character. Hiya! Awesome. It wasn't Janice that you met, it was his actual family.
Yeah, it was his actual family.
Is Chesney the same in real life, or is he like, darling, I'm just an actor?
No, he's exactly the same. Well, 10-year-old Chesney was exactly the same as he was.
It's like when you meet Les Battersby. Les is awesome, because he's exactly the same.
Is he?
There's no actor voice going on there. Yeah, thanks so much for introducing the show today.
Thank you for calling me, I can't believe it.
Aw. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are asking, is Chesney one of those generous people holidaying with attractive people off of Show and Tell the other day? A lot of people have been on holiday with Chesney off of Coronation Street. Hayley in Nottingham was in Cuba with Chesers just last year. Oh, sorry as well, my bad. It's Scylla who's Chesney's mum. Oh. That was the one I met, not Janice Battersby. But Scylla was the one that was like, I'm an actress. And I totally expected her to be, like, to have the same voice and the same mannerisms. Not at all. The thing is, you do expect them to be just like their character, and when they're not, you're like, oh.
Mm.
They're either exactly like their character, i.e. no acting required, or they are completely different. Pat Butcher, the one that plays Pat Butcher, is it Pam St. Clement? Same.
She's not like Pat in real life.
No, she's like, oh, Pauline. And then she's like, 25 years in showbiz. I'm leaving really? EastEnders to do Taming of the Shrew at the Bristol Old Vic. It's just not what you expect at all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Selena.
Hi, Scott.
What is occurring?
We just met, like, the Queen and her husband.
Whoa.
What?
Right, that was just like, yeah, I just met the Queen, like, all casual-like. Where are you?
Exeter Uni.
And the Queen's visiting today?
Yeah, she's, like, opening some building or something.
Right, okay, you sound interested.
Yeah, I know, I just wanted to see her.
What happened?
I don't really know what the building is.
What happened?
Well, they were, like, getting out of the car and stuff, and everyone was like, Phil, give us a wave. And then he was, like, waving. And then
the Duke
like,
of Edinburgh?
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah.
He's quite short, actually, isn't he?
Yeah, and you shouted, what?
And we were like, oh, Phil, Phil, Phil. And these guys were like, give us a wave.
And what did you shout?
I was like, lad.
You shouted lad to the Duke of Edinburgh? Could he hear it?
Then he, like, waved at us.
So he responded?
Lad!
Yeah, we've got, like, a picture of him, like, looking at us and waving.
This is the Duke of Edinburgh. You can't just say he's a lad.
Well, he is, though. Have you ever seen him?
Why is he a lad?
Well, he's only two. I thought he was cool, though, but he's not. Plus, he looks like that guy off Simpsons.
Okay, good. I might go now.
All right, then.
This is probably treason. You might have your head cut off soon.
Oh, I do love him, though.
Right, good. Okay, well, you're just making it worse.
Oh.
Love you, bye.
Right. Love you. The Scott
Mills Daily. Tim in Sevenoaks, listening now as he's got a double free. How exciting. No lessons for a while. What have you been doing today, Chris?
Well, I don't think people applaud enough in life, generally.
Oh, we were talking about this when we were out last night, weren't we?
Yeah.
I was saying how it kind of annoys me when you're, let's say, at the cinema and the film ends and people clap.
It annoys you?
It's really annoying because... At the theatre, yes. At a gig, yeah. Whoop and cheer all you want. Clap, do whatever, go crazy to show your appreciation. At the cinema, the actors aren't there.
But people work really hard on that film.
They just put a film on. That's their job.
They praise, you know.
They're not even, the stars aren't even there at the premiere. They're mostly out the back door. They just walk in, do the red carpet, answer a few phones, Tom Cruise, for 2 hours. And then, but they don't watch the film.
For me, it's like giving a waiter a tip in a restaurant.
But it's not the same. Here's another one. When the aeroplane comes into land, lands the plane. Why? I don't know much about flying planes, but he's just doing his job. He's a pilot. He does it several times a day.
I like it. I think people should applaud more. If someone does a good job, they deserve praise.
No disrespect to pilots, even though I understand that sometimes it's a computer landing it anyway.
Well, you know what annoys me is buskers. Like, buskers do a great job, but always people just walk past. They never stand and applaud or give them some praise.
I don't understand. Like, that's like saying, let's say the end of Call Me Maybe's just been on, yeah?
Yeah.
So, Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, I like the song. I'm going to... Well done, Carly, yeah.
No, you're applauding me for pressing play.
I'm not applauding you. I'm applauding Carly. Well, and you, I guess.
Thank you.
But, like, buskers, so...
Oh, you're such a gent.
What I thought I'd do is I went out today and I found a busker just so I could give him some praise that I think he deserves.
OK, we can hear this now, can we?
Yeah.
All right, so here is Chris, Gent Power, showing his appreciation for buskers. Any money?
No, I didn't, no.
To be honest, Chris, I think he would have preferred that. Why did you clap in the middle?
I'm not there to give money. I'm there to go applaud the underappreciated.
Nobody joined in.
No. I was sort of hoping they would. I thought if I did it, it would be that awkward thing. I'll do it. And then everyone would join in.
But the thing is with buskers, like when they finish the song, there is that awkward silence of like, okay, everyone just carry on with what they're doing.
Yeah.
But you applauded in the middle of the song.
Well, it's because I was walking past. It was like everyone was moving in one direction. So I was just like, yes. He deserved it. I think another group of underappreciated people are sculptors.
What?
Well, you know, there's statues in every town and the tourists love them.
Mostly, though, you don't even know who they're of.
No, but I think the people who make them deserve a bit of praise.
Oh, my God.
So I found this statue in town, and there was a load of people standing around looking at it.
Right. So you thought, I know what I'll do. I'll applaud it.
Yeah.
So here is Chris showing his appreciation of sculptors.
Just found a load of tourists looking at a statue. I'm going to see if I can get them to clap. No, let's give this a go. Look at that statue. What a statue that is. Look at that. Yeah. Woo! That
That is a statue. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Woo!
Just me.
So no one joined in there?
No one joined in again.
This appears to be some kind of one-man mission.
I found one more underappreciated people that I thought I'd go and applaud.
Gent Power.
Yeah, Gent Power. I just think they do a good job. They're barristers. You know them?
What, in court?
No, the coffee
Not
people.
Not guilty. Bravo.
I always find when I get a coffee, I queue up. Everyone's a bit miserable because it's usually early in the morning.
They're just doing their job.
But they deserve applause. If it's so, a good coffee.
If it's only if it's good.
Yeah.
You applaud them.
Mm.
Okay, so here is Chris showing appreciation to barristers.
That is a lovely coffee. That deserves a round of applause.
Tell the ladies
that. That is a lovely coffee, seriously. Lovely coffee.
That's a lovely cup of coffee. Diana.
Everyone should join in.
You say that's a lovely cup of coffee.
Yes. Woo! That's the one. That's the one.
Oh, somebody else joined in.
They all started joining in. It was great.
How many people?
It was a great moment. Everyone cheered up. Literally only two. But, you know, it's a start.
Was that just the dude next to you in the queue?
Yeah.
And he starts saying lovely cup
of
coffee.
Right, that is a lovely coffee there.
That is a lovely coffee. That deserves a round of applause.
Tell the ladies
that. Is a lovely coffee. Seriously. Lovely coffee.
Lovely cup of coffee. Diana.
Everyone should join in.
You said there's a lovely cup of coffee.
Yes. Woo!
Jeremy in Aberdeen's been on.
That's the one.
He is a barrister in a shop that rhymes with Boster.
Right.
And he says it's about time we got applauded. So he's all over that. He loves it. A little bit awkward at times, I think. But yeah, nice work, Chris.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
Caris, Emily and Lauren, who I believe are part of 10SH, 10SH, in Barry Island, wonder if the clapping thing will work in the school canteen. Yes, give those dinner ladies a clap. Apparently it's barista. Oh, exotic. That's Anna. She lives in London, though, so she'd know. Coming up, Ollie Mears and a bit of Lana Del Rey. If you work in a job where no one ever, you feel, appreciates you and no one ever applauds, maybe we can send Chris round and change that. And,
yeah, I'm up for that.
Show some proper gent power appreciation. Just let me know where you are. 81199. Tom!
Hi, Scott.
What's going on?
Hi, not much. Just going to uni. Just got a big round of applause for the bus driver.
Did you?
Oh, hello.
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 Hello, Hull.
Hello.
Hello. So you're on a bus and everyone, what, a load of students just clapping the driver?
Yeah, you was on the radio, so everyone heard, and then I just thought I'd start with a slow one.
Yeah, slow clap.
And then back to front and got going.
And do you feel it was a good ride?
Yeah, better than usual.
Right, well, there we are. He deserved a clap, didn't he?
And the driver was happy?
Oh, yeah, it made his day.
Cheers people up, you see? Cheers people up doing their everyday work. I'm kind of coming around to this idea now. I like, love you, bye!
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Lauren in Worcester, who's just been picked up from town by her dad. They're listening to Radio 1. And her dad was singing along at the top of his voice to that there song by Lady Gaga. You don't want that. Lauren's dad is Glenn. Glenn, stop that immediately. It's really inappropriate. No matter gay, straight or bi. No, I don't want to hear my
dad.
That's
weird.
Doing that. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Shut up, Glenn. Em has been on, sent a free message from the website saying, ignore them, Glenn. Sing to your heart's content, you legend, because, baby, you were born this way. Take no notice, Glenn. It's all wrong. Hello, Esme and Holly, off of Failing Maths. They're trying to do revision for their A-level maths, but it's not going well. That's why they say they're off of Failing Maths. You'll be fine. Hello, Becky, who's just passed her driving test first time. Get in. And Amy and Amber, listening secretly in school. I like that. Stealth listening to Radio 1. And hi, Bella in Winchester, who reveals earlier today her dad was singing along to Connor Maynard on Radio 1 at the top of his voice. No, Dad. Inappropriate. Girls, 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 I just can't say no. Never see We were going to do a whole album of these, remember? For that lucrative parent market.
What market?
The lucrative parent market. Like, the songs that adults like to sing to completely mortify their children.
Right.
Think this would be a big hit in time for Christmas?
Hey, parents! Want to really embarrass your children? Why not pick them up from school playing this new album? Now, that's what I call inappropriate. 30 tracks that will have the kids squirming in the back. Imagine their face as they hear their mum singing along to this. Wind down the windows as you pass their school friends and play this.
Everybody haven't seen my balls, they're big and salty and brown.
Now, that's what I call inappropriate.
Just stick my balls in your mouth.
30 songs to leave your children mortified.
My mind's telling me no.
Come on, Dad, sing along.
But my body's telling me yes.
Now, that's what I call inappropriate.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Out now.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
You see, we play that at exactly the right time because there are a lot of parents on their way to pick up kids from school right now. Charlotte's been on, sitting outside school. She's saying, yes, it would be wrong, but I'd still buy the album. A lot of people really would get the inappropriate album. Mm. It's quite a gimmick, as you would say. I would buy Now That's What I Call Inappropriate. Walking around Manchester on my own with my headphones in, trying not to laugh. That's from D. Rachel is a parent, would also like to purchase the album. Thing is with us, we never go through with these things, do we?
I think you could earn good money out of this at Christmas.
We have a great idea, and we're like, oh, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And it's not like me. I just get bored and forget about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just need to follow this up. We need to get, Now That's What I Call Appropriate, out in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you remember we did Songs to Poo To,
yes,
the album? That was
did.
A brilliant idea.
I remember one of them.
I talked to a record company about that at the time. They were like, yeah, it's brilliant. And I forgot. We haven't even released the first one, let alone Songs to Poo To 2, the follow-up.
Oh,
need to do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's 3:10 and it's time for my show and tell. This is where one of us brings something to the table for the other's attention. And today, I can't wait to tell you about this. It's a TV show that I am absolutely obsessed with. And it's on quite a random channel here. A lot of people are saying, is it Cougar Town? No, but that is quite me. It's not Community. A lot of people have been saying it's that. It's not Eastbound and Down. The show is Mob Wives. Yeah. Now, I was in America last year, and I was watching VH1, and there's this programme that came on, and I was like, what is this? So basically, it's four women whose fathers or husbands are in prison for crimes related to the mafia. So they're kind of related to the mob.
So it's real?
It's reality, yeah. And it's set in Staten Island in New York. And you've got Renee, who is the daughter of Anthony Graziano. Do you know him?
No.
No. Drita, her husband Lee, he's incarcerated.
Right.
In prison. Carla, whose husband is also incarcerated. And Karen, you know, the daughter of Sammy the Bull.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Rita Ora is a big fan of the show, I've just seen.
I thought you were going to say Rita Ora is a mob wife.
No, she's not. Can you imagine? And basically, I've seen season one. Yes, I did order the DVD from America. And pretty much all they do is wear fur coats all the time, talk about the mob, go to the gym, have lunch, bitch about each other, which normally results in a massive fight, and I mean proper fighting. And then they all make up again.
So you can relate to these mob wives. Is this why
absolutely
you like it?
There's been two seasons now, and they say things like this.
You want to keep talking out of that mouth? You're going to have a jaw wired.
It's just women fighting a lot. Now, you know I'm obsessed with this already.
Yeah, well, I see you tweet these mob wives.
Yeah, I follow them all on Twitter, and I did actually get a tweet back from one, from Renee, on my birthday. You know what she said?
What?
Happy birthday, baby. See you soon. Now, in my eyes, that means I I think that when she's coming to the UK, we can meet up.
Should you not be a bit more worried about this? I don't think you should be mixing with the mob wives. They've all got mob husbands, right?
Yeah.
So you're not a bit worried about that?
Why? What, me hanging out with them?
Well, I'm not sure these blokes are going to like you hanging out with their wives.
They won't know, they're in prison.
What? Okay.
Here's Dorita. She's my favourite, I think.
When I was younger, I wanted to box professional. Seriously, that's something I wanted to do. But my father wasn't having it. He's like, if you were ugly, I'd say, okay, you're not, so you're not doing it. So I just beat up a lot of people.
And you want this to be your new friend?
Yeah, I do.
Blimey.
It's between Dorita and... Or Renee will be fine. Come around for tea and stuff. Or Big Ange. Now, I would really like you to see Big Anne. She's not in it until season two. But maybe if you're at work at the moment, is this a good idea? Google Big Ange.
I don't think you thought this through at all.
Big Anne speaks like that due to unfeasibly large lips.
Okay, Big Anne.
Which I think might not be her own. Or maybe they are, but maybe just a little bit enhanced.
Don't tell me they wrecked her body.
Oh, wrecked it? No.
That's Ange.
Are you serious?
Horrible.
Like children.
Great, a black eye.
Oh, come on.
Really hurt. I had to go to the doctor.
Oh, my God.
And Karen throwing plates.
What are we, animals?
So they just duff each other up a lot.
I don't know why you think you are so, like, you're going to fit in with these people.
Why not?
Well,
I could be in the mob.
No, you couldn't.
I could.
You're the most unlikely person to ever be in a mob.
Do I need to be Scott the something?
Yeah, you need a different name.
I need to have a mob name. Scott the...
There's got to be a website for
that. Scott the Squirrel.
Here we go.
What are you doing?
I'm finding a mob name. There's got to be one. Yeah, here's one.
Go on.
Right, type your name in.
What, you've got a mob wife generator name?
Oh, you can choose, yes.
Excellent.
Two Finger Scotty?
Hello, I'm Two Finger Scotty.
Scotty the Fish?
I like that. I like that.
Big Scotty the Boss?
No.
I like this one. Scotty Nostrils?
No, there's nothing wrong with them.
That sounds more like a pun.
I like Scotty the Fish. Becky in Wales says, I saw this while I was in Cuba on holiday. It's brilliant. Thank you for highlighting this programme. My sister made me watch it. Now I'm hooked. The fight between Dorita and Karen was amazeballs. That's from Jen in Chingford. Yeah, the Dorita versus Karen fight was awesome. There's quite a few people who like it. Here's Ange again, my fave.
We never even got to sing happy birthday or have a piece
of
the cake.
They
sing like no words.
Everybody could ever have a pizza together.
My mobster name generator's come back with Slim Scotty Sack.
Not so much. But I think I could fit in. Like, their husbands don't need to know about it. And I could, like, wear a
Scott,
fake...
you're on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and they're on TV, I suppose. It's quite popular in America now, this. They've done, like, a second season. And Ange has now got her own spin-off show.
With his gift, Big Ange. Horrible.
Do look up Big Ange. Check out... just Google image Big Ange. You won't get into trouble. It'll just come up with her face.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm so pleased that I can bring the nation's attention to the wondrous Big Ange.
But I really worry that you really want to be a mob wife.
Of course
now.
I do. Heather's been on. I was also obsessed with this programme when I spent a month working in Miami. It sounds cool. Sort of like Mean Kardashians. That's from Jamie McKenzie. Yeah, it's better than that. And I love Kardashians. Looking at Big Ange in the library, getting some odd looks. That's from Lauren Prendergrass. And then Gemma Clark has posted a picture of Big Ange with a mouth of lips. And says, ha, 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 I need to see this. Well, if you're up at 3 a.m. in the morning, you can watch it on Discovery Real Time.
Brilliant.
I think it's on at other times, but they're showing season one on Discovery Real Time if you've got that channel at the moment. I definitely want to be a mob wife.
I don't think we're going to hang out much if you do become a mob wife.
Are you going to? You'll be replaced. You'll be off.
Oh, really?
You'll be replaced by Dorita Devanzal. And Becky will be replaced by Renee Graziano.
So we're losing our jobs now
you're
as well.
You're going to get bashed.
Bashed?
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
I don't know.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Greg James is on at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now your chance to win some Scott Mills points in a daily round of Oh, What's Occurring? Where have you put your Scott Mills points? Where are they? They're written down somewhere? Get it out. How many points have you got? Some people are simply writing their Scott Mills points and how many they've got on their hand. Not with permanent marker, a pen where you can just lick it, rub your hand,
no,
and then put
permanent markers good, or a tattoo maybe.
Not a tattoo. because it will change, and then you have to get a tattoo every day if you won. I made that mistake once. You remember I played that gig in, I think it was Leicester, and then realised after I'd signed everybody's arm, and sometimes face, at the front, that it was actually a permanent marker. That's not good. It was like everyone in Leicester waking up next day for lectures going, oh, rubbish. It doesn't seem to come off. I'm rubbing.
But you sign people's heads now, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, all sorts. I don't sign them anymore. I try not to.
Yeah.
I just think it's not classy.
It's tacky.
Next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Playing along with you today, Chris, is one of our listeners, Molly Hart.
Oh,
rubbish. You get bored, Molly. Right, I'll try and call you back. Scott Mills points. Can be yours now. Let's try and get Molly back on. I'll explain anyway for everyone playing along at home. Do you remember the other day, Matt LeBlanc was on the Chris Moyle show? You know Matt LeBlanc, Joey off of Friends? And he was on talking about, you know, nothing. Molly, are you there?
Oh, no, answer machine. Rubbish.
If you've left your message, just hang up, or for more options, press 1 at any time.
Molly, I'm calling you back for the next bit of Oh, What's Occurring. Answer your phone. Bye, Scott. Yeah. You can play on this one. So, Matt LeBlanc, he was on talking about nothing. That's what Matt LeBlanc likes to do. He's not keen on doing things, really. But for the duration of the time that he was on the Chris Moyle show, my question is this, for you, Chris, and for everyone playing along at home. For 10 Scott Mills points, how many times did Matt LeBlanc say nothing?
Okay, I'm going to go 8. Does it have to be exact? I take it it does.
Oh, yeah, for the points, yes. 8 nothings.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Matt LeBlanc talking about nothing.
That is my favourite thing to do.
Is it really?
I'm the laziest guy I know.
I mean, I've got it down to fine art, doing nothing.
Exactly, that's why I do nothing. So you could say I'm working.
Right, you would say you're
I
doing...
I would say I'm doing nothing. Okay. So you go to the gym, then a little bit of nothing, have a little something to eat, then maybe a little more...
Nothing.
Nothing, I yeah. like that, yeah.
Follow that up with a bit of nothing, and then nothing.
Right.
And then nothing. Depends if I have stuff going on, you know, nothing.
Sure, because you're busy doing...
Nothing.
Yeah, I get it. Wow.
Yeah, you should come stay at my house. Yeah.
So, I will.
So a lot of times during my nothing, I'll go down, I'll jump on one of the bikes and go for a ride. That's right up there with nothing. That qualifies doing, as nothing. Yeah. And doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, see if you can Google doing nothing. Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing. On you, baby. Nothing. On you, baby. Still enough, but all I heard was nothing. 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 Compares. Nothing. Compares.
No, yes.
Nothing. Nothing.
15. 15 in there. If you said 15, give yourself
15.
10 Scott Mills points. It's got a bit quiet since Joey off of Friends, isn't it? It just doesn't do much.
He doesn't sound too happy either, does he?
Do a little bit of nothing. Round 2, next. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. It's now time for round 2 of Oh What's Occurring. I can't get hold of Molly. She's gone AWOL. So here is a new listener called Izzy. Hiya!
Hi!
Where are you?
I'm hiding outside work at the moment.
Where do you work? Don't say the company, just tell me the area.
Just in southeast London.
Lovely birds.
Can you hear the birds, yeah.
Yeah, there's loads of birds.
Listen. Okay, they've stopped. Hate that.
You scared them.
Okay. Oh, there they are again. Okay, Izzy, how many Scott Mills points have you got?
40, because I got 10 on the last one.
And where do you write them down?
On a little blue post-it that I stick on my computer.
Oh, hang on. Were you the one that sent a picture of the post-it earlier?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me find it.
Here it is, look.
Yes, I can confirm you. No, you've got 30, sorry.
Well, well, I got 10 on the last one that you just did. So I haven't written that one down yet.
Oh, okay. So the piece of paper's inside the post-it note. Sorry. Mm. Okay, here's for you and the birds your next situation on Oh, What's Occurring. Who recognises this famous song?
When I was a young boy, my father...
No, this is he?
Took me into
My Chemical Romance?
Yeah.
To see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the saviour of the broken?
Good song, this.
The beaten...
It's Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. Out of every song that's about going to the city to see marching bands, I think that is one of the most famous. But here's the thing. I called up my friend Nigget the other day. I've not spoken to her for a while. She lives in Bristol. She's a hairdresser, if you must know. And she was in Bristol. I called her up. And instead of having a proper conversation, I just read out the lyrics to Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance, like you do. It's a famous song. Here's my question to you. How long before my friend realised what I was doing and went, I know what you're doing, you're just doing the words to My Chemical Romance. What are you saying, Izzy?
If you 20 seconds.
If you get within 15 seconds of it being correct, I'll give you 20 Scott Mills points to add to your list. How many?
Okay. 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
It's not taken that long.
Chris?
I'm going to go a minute and a half.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me calling my friend Nigget in Bristol and just telling her the words to Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
Hello, how can I help?
Hi, Nigget, it's Scott Mills.
Mr. Mills, how are you?
I'm right, how are you?
Are you in Bristol?
I'm not in Bristol, but I'm going to be in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, you've got to let me know, because I have to come and see you if you're going to be around for a few days.
Oh, yeah. God, I tell you, it's all been going on since I saw you at the Panto thing.
I know, you've been manic, haven't you?
Been manic, yeah.
Oh.
God, it's a long story, but I tell you what.
Yeah?
Well, it all starts with, when I was a young boy, right?
Yeah.
My father took me into the city to see this marching band.
Yeah.
And he said to me, son, when you grew up, would you be the saviour of the broken, the beaten and the damned?
Yeah.
And he said, will you defeat them? Your demons and the non-believers, the plans that they have made.
Yeah.
Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade. Well, sometimes I get the feeling that she's watching over me.
I reckon sometimes watching over you, yeah. Who's watching over you?
And other times I feel like I should go. And through it all, the rise and fall, the bodies in the streets.
Yeah.
And when you're gone, we want all you to know. Do you know what I mean?
I think so.
I mean, you know, we'll always carry on, though, won't we? We'll carry on.
Well, life goes on, yeah.
It goes on, we'll carry on. And through your dead and gone, believe me, your memory will carry on.
Yeah, memories do carry on.
Yeah, we'll carry on.
Yeah, people that are left will hopefully carry on your memories.
That's right, and in my heart, I can't contain it, and the anthem won't explain it.
Yeah.
And while that sends you reeling from decimated dreams, your misery and hate will kill us all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm still going, and 2 minutes so far. So paint it black and take it back. Let's shout out loud and clear. Do you fight it to the end?
Yeah, if it's something you believe in.
We hear the call to carry on, and we'll carry on. And though you're dead and gone, believe me, your memory will carry on.
Yeah, of course it'll carry on, yeah.
We'll carry on.
On and on and on.
Yeah, and though you're broken and defeated, your weary widow marches.
I agree.
And still going now. Still going. I'm just a man, I'm not a hero.
You are.
I'm just a boy. Just a boy who wants to sing his song.
Oh.
I'm just a man. I'm not a hero. I don't care.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's all been going on since I saw you last.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah, quite a lot of drama. Anyway, I'll tell you the rest when I see you in a few weeks.
Okay, give me a call when you're here.
All right, love.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was long, wasn't it?
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1